until the historic election. The way Fox News counts it, they count the day of the election as well, so that'd be 100 days. But anyway, you slice it, we're getting close into this historic event. Okay, I have done a lot of preparation for this Sunday transmission. Also, Ted Nugent's going to be calling in at the start of the second hour today with some really huge news. The Democrats banned a pro-police rally in New York. The governor just said you can't have it. And said any police that, you know, show up or give you support, they'll be fired. Any state police will be fired. He's God now. He said because of COVID, but everybody else can demonstrate and have your protest. This is how the globalist, communist, Illuminati system operates. He'll be popping in. Okay, so it's now official. We've had Pelosi, we've had Biden, we've had Schiff, we've had Eric Holder, the former attorney general. We've had them all come out and say, Trump's a dictator already. He works for the Russians, and he's going to lose the election. And then if he challenges it in any way, he is a dictator, and the military is going to remove him. And if the military doesn't remove him, we'll have them arrested. And we'll burn down all the cities. Next, Atlantic Monthly, which is the mouth of the New World Order, even more than the New York Times here in the U.S., it's the Financial Times of London over in England, that's the Rothschild mouthpiece. They're openly saying violence and riots will skyrocket if Trump wins election. You better not do it. And then Moody's and Barron's and all of the ratings agencies, and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan all say this will be a contested election. It's going to be a disaster. The mail-in ballots, the fraud. And if Trump points any of that out, or you do, you're a dictator. Even though the Democrats win, and if they lose, I think right now there's anywhere near a fair election they're going to lose. The silent majority is really pissed. But they don't care. They will contest it. And when Trump says you're there wrong, they're going to activate folks to burn the country down. And with 99 days out, this is all a beta test drill for that. And the censorship's in place, and the AI kill switch is in place, and Trump has not gotten control of the Obama kill switch that the deep state still has, or the globalists that are installed at all those levels. What they call stay-behind networks or embeds. So that is all coming up here tonight. We will break it down. The country and the entire world is in really unparalleled peril. And I do not have words to describe to you how serious the situation is. They've done everything they can to try to take us off air at this time. We're still on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 cable and TV stations. And we have huge audiences at Man.Video and Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But remember, you are critical in this fight. Without you taking action and getting excited and telling people via email, via text message, and word of mouth about Band.Video, about Infowars.com/show, without you telling that all the doctors and scientists and whistleblowers that have been exposing the COVID-19 takeover hoax, without you getting that information out, we're going to lose this fight. And I've got some incredible examples of that. Eric Bolling's going to be back on the show soon. He, of course, left Fox. The left celebrated it when his son overdosed on an opiate. He's a good guy. He was doing a report for Sinclair. It's as big as Fox or bigger around the country, the broadcast stations, about gain of function and how Fauci was involved with the Wuhan lab weaponizing all of it. You know, I personally have sent him and Tucker Carlson and a bunch of other people hundreds of articles. I'll show you some of them today. Hell, from the NIH website, how Fauci did this. It's not even hidden. But CNN's policing it. And they made some calls, and Sinclair is not going to air it now. Because, you know, Fauci's God. Everything he says is a lie, a fraud. He threw in the first pitch at a baseball game. It was like 30 feet off the mound in left field. I mean, they all cheered for him. I mean, the guy is a freaking criminal who needs to be indicted. The social social engineers, the globalists, and their bought and paid for corporate media that's back on the Chi-Coms and every other America-hating institution are counting on sucker-punching the American people. But I've been reading the Council on Foreign Relations reports and tracking them since Trump got elected, and they talked about triggering nationwide riots, calling it racial, and then using that as the pretext to have a coup against the president. And then they think everybody will just sit down in fear and accept it, but they need a lockdown in place first, and that's what they're using the virus for, so you're used to being told, stay in your home, do what we say. We've already put you into that artificial martial law. So here's the headline for the live show today. I hope you'll share it. That's how we reach new people and stop this. Red alert, deep state Dems have already launched a violent plan to overthrow the U.S. government. Now let me show you some news articles, then I'm going to play the clips proving it all. Schiff, Trump will refuse to accept election results and allow peaceful transition, though they're the ones gearing up for total violence now with people being killed every couple hours and the media in lockstep covering it up. Leftist mag issues threat, violence and riots will skyrocket if Trump wins election. That's Atlantic Monthly. Black Trump supporter executed in broad daylight for holding up a Trump sign in Wisconsin. Leftist pledge, anyone supporting Trump will be murdered. All they want to do is condemn law enforcement. DHS Secretary Chad Wolf blasts Democrats on Fox News. They come to his house, threaten to kill him. That's right, townhall.com. Meanwhile, Portland rioters occupy exterior of federal courthouse, raise American flag upside down because they're inverting it. Actually, it's true. The country is in crisis. That's coming up. Radio host mocks Trump by claiming Seattle's peaceful. Then rioters burn down his apartment building. Video, Colorado BLM protester shoots fellow demonstrator while aiming at a car that sped through the crowd. They just ran on the highway trying to be hit. And the last time a Somali hit him, so they couldn't say white supremacist. The guy didn't know what was happening. He just ran out in front of him at night. Protests erupt across country. Black militia member accidentally shoots comrades in parts. Promptly blames white supremacism. Black Lives Matter activists have their toddlers carry F the police signs and use them as human shields. Black conservatives stabbed by Antifa during Portland Black Lives Matter riots. Shocking video. We're going to play all this next segment. And the flag upside down. Austin protester allegedly armed with AK-47. I don't know why it says allegedly. I mean, he said he had an AK-47. It was a semi-automatic version of that. Shot by a driver while blocking traffic and approaching vehicle. We're going to get to that first right now. Listen to what... By the way, look at this guy's background. You talk about a creep. I'm just going to leave it at that. You talk about bizarre and stupid. LARPing out at night, blocking traffic with a gun, pointing it at somebody's a threat. People have a right to defend themselves. But this individual, we've got his name. All the information's on InfoWars.com. Here's what he said about 10 minutes before he ran out with a mob to stop cars, pointed his gun reportedly at somebody and got shot. Here it is.
Tell us a little bit about your gun again.
It's an AK-47.
Why'd you got it out tonight?
They don't let us march in the streets anymore, so gotta practice some of our rights.
Cool, man. Do you feel like you'll need to use it?
Nah, I think the, if I use it against the cops, I'm dead. And I think all the people that hate us and, you know, want to say to us are too big of pussies to stop and actually do anything about it. So,
why'd you start carrying?
Well, our roommate got arrested and they stopped letting us march anywhere, so started carrying.
You're a great virtue signaler, so talk about killing cops and what happens just a few minutes later, because everybody's wimps. So you run up and the photos are on InfoWars.com and the article about it. We have screenshots of it. And he's there with the rifle up, pointing at somebody. And, well, he pointed a gun at somebody there, son, for no reason. But you hear in the video, it sounds like he's shooting first. You hear a rifle shoot, then you hear three shots return that are muffled. And that's what experts that are looking at the tape are saying. But, of course, it'll be covered up by the leftist city of Austin, if that is indeed the case. But regardless, run out in traffic, block somebody, point a gun at them. This is what happens. We have all these videos that just happened of them shooting at cars and actually shooting people. And when it happens, it's hardly on the news. It's a little blip on the radar screen that, oh, peaceful protesters shot somebody else today. Here's one shock video. BLM Antifa rioter shoots driver trying to pass. Protest across the country. Black militia member accidentally shoots comrades in a park. And we're showing all this for TV viewers. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's start over. Let's start over to the beginning. And let's roll compilation clip. One, please. Here it is. So the guy's driving down the road, and they just shoot at him. There's your peaceful Soros folks. Now, here's Kentucky yesterday. And they just fire a shotgun at people.
I'm a square name.
And then they tell everybody to get down. And these folks are also on video.
Someone's been shot.
Coming up to random cars and saying, I'll kill you, to white people. Now, here's some more BLM, mainly white trendies, in Aurora, Colorado. There's chopper footage. They just run out on the highway, and the car doesn't know what to do, so they shoot at it. Here's the Austin protester with his AK-47, who runs out. And again, we've got paused still shots on Infowars.com from the video showing him with the rifle up to the window of the car with people beating on it, screaming, going, he's white, trying to pull the white person out. And it's white people mainly saying and doing it. It's like when Abe Skrilix famously yells at Owen Schroyer and says, you don't have a right to speak. You're an effing white male. That's the craziness of you're just downtown Austin driving, and there are people with guns and hatchets and hammers, and they've attacked us with hammers. And the media goes, well, Jones deserves it. This is peaceful. And all these armchair leftists, like the mayor of Portland, went out to support them burning down the courthouse, and then they attack him because he's an old white dude. They go, look, he's white. They don't even know he's the mayor under Soros commanding them. They don't even know he's their general come to praise them while they pull down the American flag and hoist it upside down. Not even knowing they put up the right symbol that America is in grave distress and is in grave crisis. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and go through more videos and individual videos of them shooting people in the head with pleasure. You're just driving your truck. They run out in front of you. Yeah, here's Utah right here. And boom, and we've got Colorado, another Colorado. Oh, wait, there's more. Not just yesterday's Colorado. We have another Colorado where they shoot the man. Last time I heard, he's in critical condition, brain dead. And it was a liberal white lawyer did it. And he, in his mugshot, he's so proud of what he did. He shot a Nazi. And, oh, by the way, when they shot him in the head, he drove a few blocks and passed out. They went to the police and said a white supremacist attacked us. Yes, yes. That's what happens when they run and jump on your car, run out of the highway in front of a Somali. Oh, look, there's a car going 80. Let me run out. Two people, you know, one lady gets killed, another one almost is. They're like, white supremacist, white supremacist, white supremacist. They're trying to drag him out of the car. They go, lady's black. And still they covered up. They go, whites are attacking. Whites are killing me.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His life was green and good.
Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Power of our source is the truth, and it will prevail. All right, anybody can just type into a search engine, Virginia gun rally ends peacefully. Mother Jones had to admit it. The Associated Press had to admit it. The state police estimated 28,000. I estimated about 40,000 people, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, all came out together. Even though they closed half the Capitol grounds so it wouldn't look like a big crowd, they filled 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 streets in all directions. It was amazing. One arrest of somebody getting in a fist fight who was a leftist. And it totally freaked the globalist out. And now they gave you COVID-19. And they say conservatives aren't allowed to have demonstrations. But the left and the communists, they can go out and burn and attack and do what they want. So no one hurt, incredibly safe, the left scared to death. Meanwhile, there are so many stabbings and shootings and murders every day of white people at the hands of whites and blacks saying they deserve it because they're white. And there are black people that are Trump supporters being murdered. Another man shot multiple times for holding up a Trump sign in Milwaukee and trying to talk to crowds of people. And folks thought Trump was so bad, they went and they killed him, and leftists are in the news saying, bring in the federal troops, we're ready to kill you. And there are people on Twitter saying, we're going to get Jones, bounties for Jones, publicly, who are real people, even though that's a soliciting murder. Murder for hire. They're making their move, and the Democrat deep state is saying, you don't submit to us, we'll put you in prison. When we remove Trump by force, anybody stands with him, including cabinet members, and shows his side, you will be put in prison. Oh, I feel so safe. Let me submit to you and put your communist handcuffs on. I'm sure you'll be real nice once I let you take over. No, I think it'll be the other way around. People, oh, Jones, you better watch it. They could get you. That's the whole point. Bowing down to this evil got us here. I know InfoWars is under attack. People say, what do you have your son on air? I mean, he's 3 inches taller than me. He's about to be 18. He wants to be on air. About a third of George Washington's troops were like 13, 14 years old. Since when do we domesticate our children? Well, you got your son out at these rallies. He's out at those rallies. And it's everybody thinking they're so smart. I see all these so-called conservative videos on YouTube. People send me going, Jones needs to watch himself. And, you know, he shouldn't have his son out there. Something bad could happen. Yeah, like a New World Order takeover, because we all just keep bending over and trying to keep safe and trying to keep our heads down. That's not what it is to be an American. I'm all in. My son's all in. I pray for my family every day. It's in God's hands now. At least he'll be dying on his feet and not on his knees. 1,000 deaths. But do you understand this groveling to the system has conjured the communists and the devil worshippers?